This episode is brought to you by our friends at Audible. Audible Plus is a brand new all-you-can-listen membership that offers access to thousands of titles, including a vast array of audiobooks, podcasts, and originals. And we want to hook you up with a free trial. Just head over to magiconmainstreet.com/audible or click the link in the show notes to sign up for a free trial today.
To all who come to this happy place, welcome.
Hey everyone, welcome to Magic on Main Street. I'm Sean.
I'm Tabitha.
And I'm Kenzie.
Over the past few years, our little family has lived the Disneyland lifestyle. As an ex-cast member, Magic Key holders, and Disney Vacation Club members, we've been surrounding our lives with Disney.
We'll be your one-stop shop for Disneyland and Walt Disney World history and trivia, and all the insider information you could ever ask for on merchandise, food, shows, attractions, and everything else you should know about the parks.
And don't forget the hidden Mickeys!
Our goal is to bring a little magic to your ears each week by sharing our Disney journey with you. This is Magic on Main Street.
And here you may savor the challenge and promise of the future. Of the future.
I might have to ask Daniel if you're even in that song.
I told you.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Burr, 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 burr. So, hang on. There we go.
I'm trying to do this fast tonight.
Trying to get through this. Okay. So last week you said that you didn't think you were in the show.
It doesn't sound like I'm in it.
I listened to it and I don't think you are.
It doesn't sound like I am. So, okay. Anyway, moving on.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Welcome. My name is Sean.
I'm Tabitha.
Ew, I know. That was really weird. And with us as always is Daniel Proc, Dino Proc 95 on Instagram.
That was like
an announcement air horn.
It was a remix.
It was like kind of like this one.
No, that sounds royal.
It's called Royal Trumpet.
See, I'm
so
very smart.
You're right. Also with us, as always, is Kenzie Lee with another Hidden Mickey of the Week. And don't forget our little mascot, Scar the Kitten.
He's outside.
He's a cat. Anyway, we have a lot to talk about. We're talking about weird stuff. It's Thanksgiving.
Kinda. No, it's not.
I mean, it just happened.
It passed.
Today, we're recording like into Thanksgiving. This week lined up really weird for me. I don't know. Anyway, want to get into the show, but before we do, I want to give a very special, very unique? No, very exclusive. No, not exclusive. That sounds like a giveaway. I want to give a very special happy birthday to Kaylin, our niece Kaylin. She's amazing. She did the music for the show. She was the first anyone to put any music on this show. She worked really hard on some really awesome jingles, and she's very special to us. Mm-hmm. We love her very, very much. So happy birthday, Kaylin. We love you so much.
We love you.
And with that said, even though it's your birthday, you still got to get to work. Why don't you bring us into the show?
Magic on Main Street podcast, perfect for Disney fans. Magic on Main Street podcast, talking about Disneyland. Magic on Main Street podcast, for when you're making your Disney plans. Magic on Main Street podcast, Sean and Tabitha will be right back. They're back.
We're back.
Hello.
All right. Let's get. There's a lot of shout outs. Like a lot.
Get to talking.
Let's get to it. So, one with Thanksgiving going on, you know, all the Black Friday stuff and Christmas shopping, I wanted to point out some really awesome small shops that are Disney themed. We've talked about these folks a few times, a couple of them. One is The Maddest Hatter Co. on Instagram. They have a really cool shop, so please hit them up. Really cool, like custom jerseys and stuff like that. Foolish Mortal Supply does some really awesome artwork on their tees. I have a few of them, and I love them very much, so give them a look. Some new friends of ours, Flying House Threads, they're actually doing a special right now. Their whole shop is 20% off, and they have some really cool designs in there. So go check them out, and that's at Flying House Threads. And then Someone I wanted to give a shout out to, she just emailed us. Her name is Dream Builder Lauren, dream_builder_Lauren, specializing in Disneyland vacations. Go check her out. You are a vacation planner, yes. Tabitha got bummed at me for reading another vacation planner. You're our vacation planner. You have no credentials, ma'am.
Because I'm lazy.
you should do it.
It's so much work.
Better figure out a name. That's a little inside joke. We shouldn't talk about this. No. It's funny.
Anywho.
It's funny to actually say, like, can't really talk about it because there's lawyers involved.
Anyway. Anywho. Moving on.
People are fun. So want to give a shout out to our friend Sarah Vernon. Sarah's she's one of my best friends in Colorado. She's an amazing person. We had an amazing Disneyland adventure together. And she's just been like a part of my life for the past, 12 years, something like that. A long time, really long time. She knows, Kenzie loves her, knows her. Tabitha's had a chance to meet her. She's really cool. Anyway, she is a listener of the show and I had no idea. So I'm really excited about that. And so just wanted to say, hi, Sarah. I hope you're hearing this. also want to give a shout out to our newest Patreon subscriber, our buddy, Kevin May. He's actually, his partner is, Allie, which we've talked about on the show. We've done some Disneyland trips with her. So really cool dude. He wrote in and we have to oblige. He has a really fun request. So he says, I will trade in all Patreon rewards forever and ever if you just send me 2 minutes of Tabitha saying, Wookie Cookie. I need to make it my ringtone or something.
Do I say it funny?
I don't know.
Wookie Cookie.
He said.
Do I say it funny? Yes. Wookie Cookie. Wookie Cookie. Wookie Cookie. It feels normal in my mouth. Wookie Cookie.
He said he almost crashed his car because he thought you said something else. Oh. And I can't figure out what that is.
Wookie Cookie. What am I saying? Now I'm nervous.
Okay, say
Kevin, text me. I need to know what this is.
Say it 10 times right now.
Wookie Cookie, 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 Wookie Cookie. You look like you were going to explode.
Because it's just so ridiculous. Okay.
I'm so scared. There's a monster trying to come in the dog door.
What? Is that a cat?
I hope so. Could you imagine if a raccoon just entered the living room?
Hi. I would laugh so hard if a raccoon just popped in through there. Okay, I need to look at... Somebody sent us a story, or maybe it was a response to a story, or maybe. Anyway, our buddy R. Davey, I believe he said he was graduating. He's hit us up a few times, and he's a supporter of the show, so wanted to just say congrats.
Woohoo!
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know. I can't remember if it said, like, graduating? I don't know, I lost it. But anyway, congrats!
Good job. Good job doing the thing.
All right, what else? Birthdays. A lot of birthdays. Whoa. I almost knocked my drink off the table.
I thought you almost fell over.
No, I was shifting. My hand got stuck on my mic or my headphone cord, and it wrapped around my Yeti. Don't mind us. It's just 1 in the morning.
I'm so tired.
Okay. Tabitha, if I'm drinking water, I just said it. Fill some space. So nobody has to listen to this.
No, don't do it again. Don't do it again. La, 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 la.
See, you can't hear it.
La, la. I could still hear it.
Hey, help our friends out. Let's go.
I could still hear it.
All right. Celebrity birthdays. Billy Connolly.
Who's that?
Oh, that makes me so sad.
Who is that?
Billy Connolly. You've seen him in a lot of things.
Have I? Have I?
You know what? Go look at IMDb and you're going to go, wow, I really should have known who Billy Connolly was.
What if I'm like, I still don't know who this
is. No, you're.
Sir.
He is a sir.
Sir William Connolly?
Mm-hmm. out loud so that everybody can hear you.
I'm still waiting for the website to load. Wild Oats, The Hobbit, What We Did on Our Holiday. I can't say that one. That's a bad word. Quartet. Oh, he was Fergus.
He was Fergus, yes.
I had to get there. Okay.
Anyway, we got to move this show along.
Hurry up.
You. where did I? That was the first one.
Yeah, speed it up.
Man,
come
we gotta go. Okay, Scott Adsit,
Big Hero 6.
Who is he in Big Hero 6?
He is.
You've never heard of this person.
He is. Oh, I just locked my computer. Sorry.
Are you? are you telling me you know you don't know who this is?
I do.
Everybody knows this voice, but very few people know who this guy is. Scott Adsit. He played Baymax. Don't. You looked it up.
No.
You're full of it.
I didn't.
Anyway, you'll absolutely know this one because, you know, Bill Nye.
The Sky and Sky.
Did I say science?
No, I said science. The science guy. Bill. Okay, hurry up, Sean.
You did that. Gosh. That was, okay. Jaleel White. Did I do that? He played Urkel. Mm-hmm. You know, very iconic. Randy Newman. That's a good one. Mm-hmm. Why do we have so many? Oh. Chadwick Boseman. Happy birthday.
The king himself.
Yeah. Bette Midler.
I love her.
They just put out did you see the teaser for Hocus Pocus 2?
The photo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. And Sarah Silverman. It's wow. So funny that Sarah Silverman's like a Disney celebrity.
Because of Wreck-It
Ralph. Because she's so foul.
Yeah, that's why I was like, should we really include that? But then,
Okay, now, on to the real happy birthdays. Our lovely niece, Kaylin, who we just talked about. Kaylin Rabbit on Instagram. Eric Panda.
Our panda.
Eric is, gosh. What do you say about Eric?
He's one of the best guys around.
Eric is absolutely one of the best guys around. He's one of the kindest people you'll ever meet in your life, ever.
You're going to make him cry on his way home from work. Don't do that.
No, it's true. I got to say these things. I'm tangled, though. Hang on.
You don't look like Rapunzel to me. You don't even have any hair.
Oh, good one, because Disney. Okay. Eric is, honestly, the nicest person I've ever met in my entire life.
Thanks, I guess.
I mean,
I'm pretty nice.
You're very nice, of
I'm
course.
Just kidding.
You are.
Eric's so much nicer than I am.
Yeah, for sure.
To everyone,
he's better than you.
Why don't you marry him? Damn,
I couldn't. He was already married to Damaris.
Sucks to be you.
So yeah, so you heard Eric on one of our last episodes and one before that, and we say his name all the time because we love going on adventures with him and Dam.
Mm-hmm.
And I love him very much, and I hope that he has the happiest of birthdays, and I can't wait to celebrate with you, buddy. And I'm so happy and so honored that you allow us to be travel buddies with you so often. I love our adventures. So anyway, happy birthday, Panda.
Aww. Eric,
love you. Also some friends from Stephanie B. She's a new mom and not new mom, but she had just had it. Okay. Here, let me just read this. She said, I don't want to miss shout outs. It's my daughter's first birthday on November 30th. And she's been listening to the show. She's listening to y'all since birth, obviously. So happy birthday. Now I did some digging on her page because I didn't see a name. For the kiddo. And mm-hmm. So, but then I realized maybe she left it out on purpose. So I'm not going to say it out loud.
Happy birthday, Stephanie's kiddo.
Happy birthday, Stephanie's kiddo. And if you want me to say it next week, just write me a message and I will. I just want to be respectful. Anyway, Janine Wheeler. She was my mom's best friend for the longest time when I was a kid. Love her to death. We've done some Disney trips together. Really, really fun lady. So happy birthday, Janine. Crystal Mack goes back to the social club days. Also from the social club days, the twins, Richard and Ray.
Aww.
I know. Happy birthday, guys. Gosh, I haven't seen you in so long. So here is your birthday song.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
We gotta get through this list.
Happy birthday, dear.
Kaylin Bandit, Stephanie's kid, Janine Crystal, the twins. Hey.
Happy
to you.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Woo. Woo.
Now, we are missing a couple. There are no two ladies in the world that are more important to Tabitha and I. And that's my mom. Well, you got your mom too. But my mom and your grandma. My mom, Lori, she's a very special lady. She's a trooper, man. She's been through a lot in this life, and she just always wants to do good, and she just wants everybody to love her and have a good time. So, Mom, I love you very much, and I miss you every day that I don't get to see you. I wish that we were closer, and I wish that I could celebrate with you in person, but I love you so much. I'm thinking about you, and I think about you every day. I love you so much.
And my Grammy, Debbie, I've probably spent more time with her than I've spent with anybody in this world. She's always been my partner in crime, and I love her more than anything in this world, and I miss her so, so, so much. But I think we're going to go see her in like a week or so. Yeah. But yeah, I love you so much, Grammy. Happy birthday.
So because we have two special ladies on the show for birthdays today, I want to make sure that we give them a very special, heartfelt song.
Ready, everyone? On the count of three. One, two, three. Happy birthday.
Hey, hey.
Happy birthday. Happy, happy birthday to you.
Oh, oh.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy, happy birthday to you.
Hey, hey. Oh, my gosh.
So weird.
I don't know what happened just now. Anyway, all right, well, happy birthday to all those people. That is all the birthdays. Up next, This Week in Disney History.
It's time for This Week in Disneyland History. We talk about things that happened in the past, like 1928 when Walt Disney's trademark application for Mickey Mouse was filed with the United States Patent Office. Oh, my.
Oh, my. Okay, we'll make this one quick.
Yes.
Ready?
Yes.
In 1927, actor Robert Guillaume, the voice of Rafiki in the Lion King animated feature, is born in St. Louis, Missouri. So another birthday, I know, but it's okay. So he not only voiced Rafiki in the original, but he also did The Lion King 2, Simba's Pride, Timon and Pumbaa, and The Lion King 1.5. Guillaume appeared on both the 1994 television specials, The Making of the Lion King, and the Disney's Young Musician Symphony Orchestra. TV fans know Guillaume from his hit sitcoms Soap, Benson, and Sports Night. And I loved Soap and Benson when I was a kid.
Did you?
I did. Robert Guillaume is probably, I don't know, he's just like one of the most calming actors to watch. He's such a charming guy.
I've never heard of Soap.
It was a mock soap opera, I think, if I'm remembering it right.
Okay.
Oh man, we might have to go back and look it up. I wonder where that would be. Anyway, 1937, final photography for cells of Snow White and the Seven Dwarves take place. The film is scheduled for premiere in just 20 days. That was a big day in Disney history. The whole premiere of Snow White.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, in 2020, a cinematic wonder, Black Beauty, a drama film written and directed by Ashley Avis, debuts on Disney Plus.
My mean ass at grandma forced us to watch it, and all of us were sitting on the couch crying.
Listen,
Grammy was like, movie, I really want to watch it.
This is one of the most heartbreaking movies I've ever watched, ever.
My grandma and my mom cried like 12 times during that movie. And at one point, Grammy got up and left the room because she was crying. And my mom looked at me and she was like, she made us put it on. She's leaving the room.
Yeah. Yeah. It was cruel and unusual punishment to make us watch
it
that.
It was so
not
sad.
Not that it was a bad movie.
It's
it was
a great
movie.
It's just really, but it was, really sad. Heartbreaking.
It was heartbreaking.
Like multiple, like just when you're like, oh my gosh, like it's better, it just stabs you again. It's oh, so
it
sad.
Was, it was, man, that's, I.
We had to go get tacos after that because we were like, we're all too sad. We need food.
I challenge anyone to watch that movie and not cry. I challenge anyone. Anyway, that's this week in Disney history. Soulless. Up next, breaking news.
This just in. Breaking news.
News, news, news.
Holy moly, there's a lot of news.
So don't get mad at me that there's not going to be a merch section this week because...
Yeah, no, that's okay. Hey, did you... Oh, never mind. We can talk about that in the merch section. We'll do a little blurb.
Okay.
At Disney. Disney in general. Sorry, mm-hmm. not Disneyland. At Disney. Did I say Disney? I don't know.
You said Disney.
Avengers Campus at Disneyland Paris will open summer of 2022. Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Scar. He jumped up here and looked like he had like some like grand
really important
purpose.
Something to tell us.
Yeah.
What does Loki say? I am Loki and I am filled with glorious purpose. That's Scar.
I am Scar and I am filled with glorious purpose.
Is that what he says? Filled with glorious purpose?
I think so.
I feel like I have that wrong.
That sounds
here,
right.
You keep going. I'll look it up. I'll interrupt you.
Disneyland Paris will also kick off their 30th anniversary celebration. I have the driest mouth. You guys ever get that? No one's answering. Anyway, Disneyland Paris will
burdened with glorious purpose.
As is Disneyland Paris, who will kick off their 30th anniversary celebration on March 6th, 2022.
How exciting. Everybody's got anniversaries this year.
Are you reading some of this news or is
sure.
it all on
Hong new? Kong Disneyland is currently hard at work on their new Frozen themed land, along with two special thrill rides. If you check out the Disney Parks blog, they put out some artist renderings of the land, along with a new themed port called Fantasy Springs that is coming to Tokyo Disney Sea. They also released exciting aerial video footage at D23. And it shows just how expansive it'll be when it's completed. Fantasy Springs will be the park's eighth and largest port when it opens in about 2 years.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm. Keeping up with the Asian parks, at Shanghai Disney Resort, they're going to be celebrating their park's fifth anniversary. And during its year of magical surprises, work is progressing on their new Zootopia-themed land. It'll be the first ever land themed to Zootopia.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Josh D'Amaro shared some footage of the new audio animatronic figures, including Yax the Yak. It's going to be massive. It's crazy.
And the animatronics, like mm-hmm. that's going to be the coolest thing.
Yeah,
man. Okay. Exciting news. There's some information that's been, released over time about the Disney Cruise Line. So when the newest ship in the Disney Cruise Line fleet, the Disney Wish, set sail for the first time this summer, families will discover a new world created especially for them. The Disney Wish will premiere two new stage shows in the Walt Disney Theater, including Disney The Little Mermaid, an original Broadway-style reimagining of the Walt Disney Animation Studios classic with a modern and innovative take on a young woman learning the power of her voice. The show will feature dazzling special effects, innovative theatrical design, artistic choreography, and a reimagined script and score that will surprise and delight guests of all ages. Disney Sees the Adventure will follow Goofy as he discovers his own inner captain with the help of Captain Minnie and an all-star cast of Disney and Pixar characters.
That's going to be fun.
Yes, super fun.
We need to plan a Wish cruise.
I feel like I just did a monologue.
Right?
That was a lot.
Well, the monologues continue. Moving on to some Walt Disney World news. Walt Disney World actually has temporarily halted the sale of their annual passes.
Crazy!
Which is crazy because we just bought ours. So
lucky. Wow.
The only pass currently still for sale is the Pixie Pass, which is their lowest level pass, has a lot of blockout dates, including majority of November and December, which is probably why it's the only one that's still being sold, because they don't have to worry about attendance in the coming months.
Right, right. Crazy. The name of a new quick service restaurant debuting in the World Celebration neighborhood of Epcot as part of the park's ongoing transformation was announced. Connections Cafe and Eatery.
It looks really cute. They have some artist renderings of what it's going to look like on the Disney Parks blog. Very much so like Creations. Super open, lots of windows, really good lighting. So super excited to see that.
Yeah. And as a part of the, as part of the historic transformation of Epcot, teams have been reimagining the front of the park and the entry experience for guests. In the future, there will be a new location near Spaceship Earth called Dreamer's Point with a spectacular view of the park and a new statue of Walt Disney. Disney Imagineers are now working to bring this new statue to life.
Have you seen the picture for the statue? I might sit there and just cry.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
That should go on our Instagram. Yeah. Post it right now.
It's 2 in the morning.
That's okay. Social media is 24 hours, baby. I don't know why I just said that.
You sounded like a dork.
I know. Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind is set to open summer of 2022 and will feature Academy Award nominated actress Glenn Close, reprising her role as Nova Prime, the Xandarian leader and commander of the Nova Corps.
And then final piece of news for Walt Disney World, Fantasmic will be returning to Hollywood Studios in 2022.
Yeah, that's great. There was something else.
Was there?
Oh, no, it's for Disneyland. Go ahead.
Yeah. So lots of stuff for Disneyland. Keeping up with the whole pass thing, both the Dream and Believe keys are now officially sold out, which means that leaves the Enchant key.
Uh-huh.
And the...
Pixie Dust?
No.
That's Walt Disney World.
Please hold.
Shoestrings?
Shoestrings?
Yeah. Tetherball. The Tetherball pass? What? I don't know.
Oh, wait. That's it. It's just those three. Why did I think there was one more?
Isn't there?
Just Enchant, Believe, and Dream.
No, there was one more, wasn't there?
Just has three.
I don't remember.
Are we in some kind of fever dream?
I don't know.
If you remember a fourth pass, let us know, because apparently there isn't one. So now the only one that's available is the Enchant Key Pass, which is $649.
Okay.
I feel like there was a fourth one, and I'm really having a hard time with this.
There was right now. The Imagine Key.
Oh, okay. Well, that's no longer being sold.
So that one's off too?
It's not just sold out. It's just not being sold. It's gone. It's not on their website.
Oh, that's the SoCal one.
Oh, is that what? Oh, am I not signed in?
You're not signed in.
That's okay, why. That's why it's not popping up. I was like, I swear there was four. Okay, but yeah, so two of the four are sold out. There's only one available if you are not a California resident, two if you are a California resident. So
we're Disneyland experts.
We're very smart. It's 1:45.
Let's go. Get this going.
Rise of the Resistance no longer has a virtual queue.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Wait times have been up to 240 minutes.
Yeah, 3 hours.
That's 4 hours.
Oh, 4 hours. Right. That's right. I kept seeing people posting three hours.
Yeah, but it's been up to 240 minutes. So it's been kind of crazy.
It's just.
I would honestly rather stand in the line than hope to get a boarding pass.
You'd rather stand in the line?
Yeah, because I'll just book it there at Rope Drop. No, but I'll book it there at Rope Drop, or I'll try to go at the very end of the night, which probably won't work anyway. But I hate... virtual queues give me a lot of anxiety. I'm not a fan.
I would never stand in line for that long.
I wouldn't. I would just not ride it. But yeah, the virtual queue gives me heartburn. It's really bad.
And I hope nobody thinks, oh, he's a snob. No. I cannot.
He physically can't. His knees will just pop off.
Physically and mentally cannot stand in a line that long.
Sean's lower back will be on fire. His knees will just crumble. And he'll just,
And my brain would be fried.
It's fine.
All right. Where were we?
Avengers Campus.
Hawkeye. Can I just say that? Just
yes, Hawkeye. Go for it.
Hawkeye and his protege Kate Bishop are now out and about at Avengers Campus on select days and starring in an all-new stunt show protecting the campus from tracksuit mafia.
We should really watch the episodes because we haven't yet.
I completely
Was convinced that it was December 22nd.
No, just December.
You said earlier you were like, oh, I thought it was December 22nd, not November 22nd.
I don't know why that number was in my head.
Oh, just for fun.
But I was thinking it came out in December. And I, you know why I think so? Because it's got a kind of a Christmas theme to the branding at first. There was a Santa hat involved, gotcha. I think. Okay. Is that true?
I have no idea.
I think I'm right.
Okay.
Anyway.
Be right.
I thought December. But he's out in Avengers Campus with a new stunt show. That's awesome.
I love it.
So this is the first, like, well, there's Black Widow that it opened with.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the first, like, addition to the entertainment. There's been not just a character, because
there's been plenty of character additions.
Which is it's amazing. And I'm not discounting that at all. But this is the first, like, entertainment piece that's been added since the new land open. Really exciting stuff.
Super exciting.
I just love that they can just pivot like that. And I think we talked about that on the show. I wish Galaxy's Edge did that.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
But they put themselves into a time capsule. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I want to know your thoughts. If you have, give me your theories on how they could change around Galaxy's Edge and get away from the time capsule.
We'll send in all of our letters.
Yeah. I'll start a petition.
No.
Where else do we go from here?
Fantasmic and World of Color are returning in 2022.
Yes, 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 yes.
It's very exciting.
Whatever the first, like, dine and watch Fantasmic option thing is, I want it.
Okay.
Because next time I see Fantasmic, I just want to see it in a great spot. I don't have to worry about, like, camping out or anything like that. I just want a good viewing spot, because Fantasmic is like my late nighttime event. Like, it's my nighttime entertainment thing. Like, I love it so much because, one, it's a great show, but two, like, when I was on the canoes, I used to have to set up and around the island for that show. And so, like, I would always stay to watch it and sometimes I'd do guest control or whatever, but, like, I watched that show so many times and I'm in love with that show. So
sounds like they're going to be adding new segments to it also. So that's
yeah, exciting. I can't wait to see what they do, and I hope it's great, and I hope it respects the show. I honestly, I do. There's a couple of the last changes I was like, you didn't need to do that, but I love Fantasmic.
Yeah. Another big announcement coming out of Disneyland, Toontown is set to be reimagined in 2023.
Yeah.
So coming out of the D23 announcements, an ambitious reimagining of Mickey's Toontown in Disneyland Park will debut in early 2023 alongside the new attraction Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. This news was shared by International Association of Amusement Parks and Attractions Expo Chairman of Disney Parks and Experiences, Josh DeMauro. He has the longest title. I didn't realize how long his title was.
He has to give out two business cards. One says to be continued. Dang, that was such a good joke, and I got literally nothing out of it. I wasted that on you.
We wasted the good surprise on you.
Okay. Anyway, building on the legacy of Mickey's Toontown, Imagineers are working to create some all new experiences so families and young children can have more opportunities to play together inside Disneyland Park. The beloved Mickey's Toontown will transform into a vibrant symphony of sights, sounds, and sensations, focusing on today's families with young children. Mickey's Toontown will feature new play experiences as well as open, grassy play spaces for everyone to unplug. The land will have landscaping for both spontaneous family play and parental relaxation.
I'm excited for it.
It's going to be cool.
They're definitely in need of a facelift because it smells like feet back there.
Yeah, I'm curious to see how this this grassy play space will play out.
Yeah, I feel like people are just going to leave their trash there.
Yeah, because, like, they have some on Main Street at Walt Disney World, and they're, like, they're taken care of. Like, people mm-hmm. respect them, I think.
I like them at Walt Disney World.
And I think
I just don't spend a lot of time in Toontown, so I don't see myself, like, utilizing that.
Yeah. Disneyland doesn't have any, like, open grassy areas.
We're limited on space.
And I'm really, like, nervous to see what that turns into.
Yeah. Hopefully something cool.
I'm not talking about, like, what they come up with. I'm talking about, like, I'm wondering, like, I hope people respect it.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm hopefully it's something cool that, like, people will just chill, yeah. do their thing, and get up and not just trash it.
Yeah. So, man, just, yeah, I just want people to respect the parks. Speaking of, did you see that TikTok of that idiot that was across the guardrail on Radiator Springs?
Yeah, I did.
Man, it takes a special kind of, listen, it takes a special kind of idiot.
I almost fell out of my like, chair.
Just like just jump over a rail like that and crawl around on a landscape. Like there's no, I can't imagine like, who are you as a human being?
Mm-hmm.
Who wronged you? Who raised you wrong? Because that kid is not raised right. Anyway, I'll leave that one alone. Because, oh man. Next up,
there's updates coming to Downtown Disney. So at the Disneyland Resort, the next evolution of Downtown Disney District is being planned with work starting super soon in January. The multi-year project to reimagine Downtown Disney District will include an even broader collection of shopping, dining, and entertainment experiences. They will announce more details in 2022. So that is super exciting.
Oh, is this why you wanted me to read the other one? You wanted to read this one?
Well, I want to read the bottom part.
Okay.
Because you don't know about the bottom part yet.
You were queuing up news for me, for the order. You were batting cleanup.
What does that mean?
I don't know sports. I don't know. It's a thing. Is it? Anyway, I see. You can read the whole thing if you want.
No, go for it.
It's exciting stuff.
Go for it.
We fight over the news. We want to read like really cool stuff.
No, we don't, because I hardly ever read the news.
Oh, you don't want to read the news.
No, that's not true. You're just really good at it.
Oh, thanks. That means a lot to me. Anyway, I'll read this part then. Magic bands are officially coming to Disneyland Resort. Oh, man. I'm so exciting. I'm so exciting?
Apparently.
No, I'm very excited. That was a weird thing to say. I was reading breaking. Breaking news. The next generation Magic Band Plus wearable technology and Hey Disney voice assistant recently announced for Walt Disney World Resort will be coming to the Disneyland Resort in 2022. That's super quick.
Mm-hmm.
They got a lot of outfitting to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. No, actually, they already have the infrastructure.
They just have to change the tap plate to tap plates instead of the scanners.
Yeah.
Which they'll probably just add a tap plate to the scanner because there's still going to be people using their phones.
Right. Exciting. This will mark the first time Magic Band Plus will be available at Disneyland Resort to enhance the guest experience with hands-free convenience as it unlocks unique moments of magic for Disneyland Resort guests. Some of the features of Magic Band Plus will vary between Disneyland Resort and Walt Disney World Resort, and will share details in the months coming. This Hey Disney thing, I don't really know why that's
a thing. Specifically for hotels at Disneyland. So it's like a voice assistant, like those robots that you have in your house. I'm not going to say it in case someone is in their house right now. And I also don't want to say it because it'll turn on all of the ones in our house.
Alexa.
Why would you do that? Stop. Stop listening. I specifically didn't say it because I didn't want them to turn on. You're a child tonight.
Don't make me say it again.
Don't do it. Along with Magic Band Plus comes the return of Glow with the Show.
Yes!
Which is a sync-up feature that was once used for a line of ears and handheld nighttime light-up toys to be able to change colors in time with the beats of nighttime spectaculars, including Fireworks, Fantasmic, the Osborne Family Spectacle of Dancing Lights, and World of Color. It became super popular when we had Paint the Night because it had the paintbrushes, everything like that. But now with the Magic Band Plus features, your band is going to light up depending on what sort of band you have. It's going to be really, really cool.
Yeah. I'm excited for it. So excited about Magic Band.
Me too.
We have said so many times, like, you get so spoiled at Disney World when you go and, you know, you can tap to pay for things or, you know, tap to open your hotel room door. Like, it's such a cool feature, and there are people that dog it, and I have no idea why. Like, it's such a smart thing.
I don't like using my phone unless I'm like trying to grab some reservations. Like, I keep my phone in my pocket.
Yeah. We get back from Disney World and I forget that I have to use my phone and show a ticket. Like, it's such a weird, I don't know.
And I hate having to try to pull up my ticket at the gate because it never fails. The Disneyland app crashes right when I get to the turnstile. I'll have it up like the whole time we're walking. Everything will be good. As soon as I get to a turnstile, my app will crash. And then there's a whole line of people waiting behind me for my app to come back up so I can pull my ticket up. I hate it. I just want to have a Magic Band.
I think it's honestly more for like, I hate to inconvenience people.
Yeah. So like, well, and it's like when a cashier hands you change at the grocery store and you're panicking, trying to get the change back into your bag or something. And then there's other people and they've already started scanning their groceries and you're like, oh my God, oh my God. I don't like that.
Yeah. So Tabitha sounds so very much like she's doing a first world problem bit here.
But it's not. More
like, I don't want to bug people behind me that would have to wait for me an extra like minute. Mm-hmm. It gives me anxiety. Anyway. All right. That was what were we talking about?
News.
We got through pretty quick. Are we done?
No. I still have to go through the whole foodie guide.
No, I mean,
with news. I was like, no, I have a lot to go through.
Oh, geez. Okay. That was news. Up next, merch.
We're proud to be a partner with BarkBox. BarkBox is the largest dog subscription box company in the world and brings joy to over 1 million dogs and their humans every single month. They create a themed box of toys and treats and deliver it to your dog's doorstep. And guess what? They're giving your fur baby a free toy in every box when you start your subscription today. If you love your good boy or good girl, prove it. Head over to magiconmainstreet.com/BarkBox or click the link in the show notes to claim this offer today.
Let's talk about merch. Let's talk about a bunch of cool stuff. Let's talk about merch.
I got nothing. Don't ask me.
The chaos show is very indicative of the chaos of our lives.
I'm so tired.
All right. Merch. We took pictures in our Walt's Holiday Lodge flannels.
Check out our Instagram.
Go to our IG.
Up next, Hidden Mickeys with a Kid.
It's time for Hidden Mickey of the Week. Looking everywhere, Kenzie's here to share the Hidden Mickey of the Week.
Hello.
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 Hi.
Hi.
How's your day?
Good. How's yours?
Oh, it's great. We're recording a podcast.
Yeah.
I mean, it's always a good day when we can record Magic on Main Street.
Yeah.
Welcome, everybody, to the latest installment of Hidden Mickeys with the Kid. It's the kid, Kenzie Lee. Were you looking for this?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. You get a theme song and you still want sound effects? Jeez. All right. Well, welcome, Kenzie, again.
Thanks.
How's everything going?
Good.
What's new?
I woke up late this morning.
You did. Yeah. Kenzie, because of the holiday, Kenzie doesn't have practice on Thursday because of Thanksgiving, which is her normal, like, practice day.
Yeah.
So instead, she had, what?
3 days in a row. Yeah. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yeah, you woke up late.
I didn't go yesterday because I woke up late.
Yeah.
And I woke up late today, but I still went, which is good.
I knocked on the door. No response. I opened it, and I was like, you did it again. And she's like, I'll get ready real quick. you were a wah-wah.
Yeah.
You wanted sound effects? You get that one. All right, let's keep let's get everybody what am I saying? Let's not keep everybody waiting. Everybody wants to hear about the latest hidden Mickey. So, what do you have for us this week?
This one is on Pirates of the Caribbean. Just kidding.
Ew.
Caribbean. There we go.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
I say Caribbean, but not for Pirates of the
Caribbean. The Caribbean is a place. The Caribbean is a ride.
Yeah.
An attraction.
Yeah.
All right. So this one's on Pirates of the Caribbean. Where are we going to find it?
You are going to find this one in the last room, in like the shooting room.
Where they're kind of like shooting across the boats at each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so right when you get in, there's going to be a bunch of barrels that say explosive in red paint.
Mm-hmm.
Got to add that little extra
detail.
That's
right. That's right.
And on the wall, there's going to be like two helmets and a chest plate.
Yeah.
I think they're both gold helmets and a golden chest plate. I'm getting into the details right now.
Are they?
Yeah.
Aren't they? They're not silver?
Mm-mm.
You might. I think you're right.
Yeah.
How funny. All right. So two Spanish style helmets and a chest plate.
Yeah. So it's helmet, chest plate, helmet.
Okay.
So on the chest plate, in the middle, like right in the middle, there is a hidden Mickey in like the design.
Yeah. It's like, what's that? It's like embossed in the armor. Embossed? Would that be the right word?
Is embossed a word?
Well, of course. Of course.
I didn't.
Embossed is like a raised design in something, like on a piece of paper. Like, you know, you get like there's like designs in the piece of paper or in like even in some like clothing.
Oh, like it's kind of like a bubble.
Yeah. You ever see a business card with like raised letters or a raised logo?
I didn't know that was a word. Yeah. It sounds like such a weird word.
It's called embossed.
Embossed.
A little learning moment between father and daughter.
Embossed.
Embossed. All right. So yeah, that's a good one. So, and this is kind of a classic one. This is one where if you were to ask like a fairly avid Disney goer, like, hey, tell me about hidden Mickeys that you know, they'd probably say the plates on Haunted Mansion.
Yeah.
And the chest plate on Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yes.
Yeah.
I feel like there's one more.
On Pirates?
No.
Well, there absolutely is.
Oh, yeah.
Where is it? Oh, did I stump you?
Yeah, I didn't know that there was like another one on Pirates. I thought I was just talking about like, I know that there's another one, but I just don't know where it is.
What do you think it is?
Because like there's like multiple hidden Mickeys on like every ride. So like there
Ladies and gentlemen, we have stumped the expert.
Yeah, you have.
In the ship room, where there's the big pirate ship.
Oh.
And they're firing cannons across at the wall.
Yeah.
There are three cannonball holes in the wall that form a hidden Mickey.
Since when?
Since literally forever. Like, it's probably one of the oldest hidden Mickeys out there.
Oh.
You've never seen that one?
No.
That's bizarre to me.
But I do know.
I feel like I failed you.
Every single skull used to be real, and then they took them out, and only the one on the headboard is real. I'm pretty sure everyone knows that.
No, not everybody knows that. We talked about it on the show here.
Actually, so we were on the ride with someone, and someone was like, no, that's not real.
Oh. Everybody's an expert.
Yeah.
Okay. Man, we're just going off on a crazy tangent. So there's your hidden Mickey, which is in the kind of like the duel room where they're firing across each other right before you go up the hill to go down at the end of the attraction. There's two Spanish helmets and a chest plate. On the chest plate, there's an embossed, I'm going to say it's embossed, an embossed hidden Mickey on the chest plate.
You got like extra hidden Mickeys today.
Who?
The listeners.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
The second one is in the ship room on the brick wall. So if you're going straight, the pirate ship's on the left, the brick wall's on the right. There's three cannonball holes in the wall that form a hidden Mickey. And on top of that, some fun facts. They're allegedly is still a human skull on Pirates of the Caribbean. And it's over the captain's bed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, that was a pretty big learning experience here.
Yeah.
All right.
And the second hand of Mickey wasn't even from me. It's from the fraud.
Me?
Yeah.
I'm a fraud?
Not a fraud. The imposter. Wow. So well, I mean, sus.
I would say I'm the expert since you're the one that didn't know it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I know more than you.
Oh, that's false. That's completely false.
How?
How would you say you know more than me?
Because I'm the expert.
On what?
Hidden Mickeys.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. But I got you because you didn't know about this one.
But I'm still the expert of the expert.
You can still be the expert.
Okay.
All right. Well, now that we've gotten that over with, anything else you want to say?
Ahem. If you want us to tell...
Oh, jeez.
If you want your Hidden Mickey to be... Tellin'. Okay, wait. If you want us to say your Hidden Mickey on the show...
If you want us to talk about your Hidden Mickey...
If you want us to talk about your Hidden Mickey on the show, email us at friends@magiconmainstreet.com.
friends@magiconmainstreet.com. That is correct. All right, you big nerd. Well, one last thing before we go. It is the kind of the Thanksgiving episode. What are you thankful for? I may have stumped her.
All of our listeners.
Yeah, no, that's a great one.
Okay, then there's two things.
Okay.
Let me think what the second one is.
Okay. All of our listeners, that's a great one.
Yeah. That wasn't just like a little, oh, we have to say it. But I am thankful for all of you. Every single one. But I am thankful for all of, it sounds basic, but all of my family and friends.
Well, that's not basic at all. I think that's very, very sweet. I'm thankful for you.
I'm thankful for you, most of all.
I love you.
I love you, too.
All right.
Our mascot just tried to hit me with his tail.
Yeah, he does that. All right. Well, that's our... That's our Hidden Mickeys of the kid.
Such a complicated like segment. For
no it was
reason.
Good. I love it when we can chat. All right. Well, that's Hidden Mickeys of the week. Up next, food.
Disney food.
Food. A lot of food.
Yeah, so the foodie guide for Epcot's International Festival of the Holidays, sponsored by Advent Health. Melikalikimaka. What?
Nothing.
Why are you laughing?
I am like tapping.
You are.
It was just a funny thing to hear.
Okay. I need you to zip it up so I can get through this food.
I didn't say anything.
Okay, starting with the booth near the port of entry, Melikalikimaka.
Uh-huh.
They're going to have Kahlua pork with Okinawa purple sweet potatoes and mango salad, Lomi Lomi salmon. There's too many L's, it threw me off. Lomi Lomi salmon with tomatoes, onions, salmon roe, yuzu mayonnaise, and yucca chips. And
what are yucca chips?
Like yucca root?
Okay, keep going. Sorry.
Okay. And then if anybody knows the correct pronunciation of this, please let me know. I'm assuming it's Haupia, Haupia. But if I'm saying that wrong, please let me know because I would love to be saying it correctly. It's a Hawaiian coconut pudding with candied macadamia nuts and coconut, which I will tear up.
Mm-hmm.
For beverages, they're going to have a Hawaiian pale wheat ale, a sparkling pineapple wine, and a melon breeze with spiced rum. All of it sounds great.
Melon breeze.
Yeah. Bomb. Chestnuts and Good Cheer Holiday Kitchen near Disney Traders. They're going to have cinnamon glazed almonds, cinnamon glazed cashews, cinnamon glazed pecans, and fire roasted chestnuts.
You should write a rap using the word cinnamon because the way you say it is very M&M.
Cinnamon? Do I say
cinnamon?
Cinnamon. Cinnamon glazed? Cinnamon?
Cinnamon. Cinnamon. Cinnamon.
What is Kevin going to think I'm saying this week?
I don't know.
Wookie Anywho. Beverages, they're going to have American Heritage Gourmet Hot Cocoa, TG Lee Eggnog, Sweet Nutty Stout, and they will also be doing the American Heritage Gourmet Hot Cocoa with a peanut butter whiskey with whipped cream and candied nuts, and then the TG Lee Eggnog with peanut butter whiskey. The Holiday Sweets and Treats near the port of entry will have a peppermint sundae that is chocolate ice cream, whipped cream, and peppermint candies, and an exclusive redemption cookie for the holiday cookie stroll. For beverages, they will have hot cocoa, chocolate peppermint shake featuring Twinings. Is it Twinings?
Twinings.
Okay, I knew I was saying that wrong. Chocolate peppermint shake featuring Twinings peppermint cheer tea, eggnog white porter, a coquito beer, a s'mores black lager, a hot cocoa with assorted alcoholic cordials, chocolate peppermint shake featuring Twinings peppermint cheer tea and whipped cream vodka, and a beer flight.
Oh.
Yeah. Holiday hearth desserts near port of entry, a red velvet mini bundt cake with cream cheese icing, salted caramel spaceship earth cookie, snowball cookies, peppermint bark, mouse crunch, and a gingerbread cookie. They will have hot cocoa, cinnamon apple cider, and a cocoa candy cane, which is hot cocoa with peppermint schnapps. Refreshment port near Canada is going to have Coquito soft serve waffle cone.
And, are you saying Coquito?
Yeah. And turkey poutine, which will be French fries with turkey gravy, cranberry relish, and crispy onions.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we have to go in December with Mamers.
Weird. Stop it.
For beverages, they'll have a cranberry hard cider, a pumpkin spice ginger cocktail, and a Coquito soft serve with spiced rum.
Wow.
Yukon Holiday Kitchen in Canada will have seared scallops with parsnip silk, apple chutney, and hazelnut croquant. Croquant? Croquant?
I don't know that word.
Me either. They will also have a beef bourguignon. How do you say that? Bourguignon? Bourguignon? I don't know how to say that word.
I would rather just listen to you try to pronounce it.
I'm moving on. With crushed potatoes.
Ooh.
I like my potatoes crushed. And then a maple bouche de Noël.
I do too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like smashed potatoes, crushed potatoes.
Yeah.
Mashed is fine, but sometimes I like that like chunk.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I feel you. Maple bouche de Noël, which is maple mousse and cranberry rolled in gingerbread chiffon cake. A Snickers doodle cookie made with Snickers bar pieces. For beverages, they'll have a frozen coffee, a maple cinnamon coffee beer, a maple cookie blonde ale, peanut butter and banana porter.
Ooh.
I know. Ice wine, red wine, frozen coffee with whiskey, and a beer flight. L'Chaim Holiday Kitchen between France and Morocco will have pastrami on rye with house-made pickles and deli mustard, smoked salmon potato latke, potato latkes, sufganiyot, which is mini jelly-filled donuts.
I've never heard of that.
Me either. So if I'm saying that wrong and somebody knows how, tell me. And then
I bet you are saying that wrong.
For sure. And a black and white cookie. And then they're going to have a Hanukkah beer and a Blue Cosmo cocktail for beverages. Tangerine Cafe Flavors of the Medina will have grilled kebabs with carrot chickpea salad and garlic aioli, a lamb kefta, a harissa chicken, a stone-baked Moroccan bread with hummus, fig tapenade, and zoug dip, and an almond-spiced cake with ginger mousse, orange ganache, and sesame tule.
Okay.
For beverages, they'll have a lavender apple hard cider. I'd be down to try it. A ginger turmeric hard cider, a spicy nutmeg hard cider, and a fig cocktail, which that's the one that Mamers wanted to try, was the fig cocktail, and we didn't get it one of the last times we were there.
That sounds good.
So she'll be able to get it this time. The fig cocktail is sparkling wine, fig vodka, and cranberry juice. And then you can also get a cider flight with all of those ciders. The American Holiday Table will have slow roasted turkey with Ben's Original stuffing, mashed potatoes, green beans, and cranberry sauce.
Question.
Yes.
Who's Ben?
Like Ben's rice.
It's not Uncle Ben anymore?
I don't know. Yeah, it's Uncle Ben. It's called Ben's Original Classic Cornbread Stuffing.
So Uncle Ben's the brand, but Ben's Original is the stuffing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. A holiday pot pie with jackfruit, mushrooms, carrots, peas, onions, and puff pastry. I don't like that. Pumpkin gingerbread cheesecake with cranberry whipped cream and candied pumpkin seeds.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I feel so insensitive right now, though, because I just said that. I don't like
jackfruit.
I hate the texture of jackfruit. Same. If you can eat it.
We've tried. And it's not like we're like saying that because we've had a bite of it and that's it. Like we've had it in multiple meals because Karin uses it as her protein a lot because she's a vegetarian. She's the world's worst vegetarian because she eats chicken pretty often and other things. She calls herself the world's worst vegetarian, but she uses jackfruit pretty often. We've tried it in multiple things, and I just can't get myself to enjoy it.
It's just that texture is so weird to me.
Yeah.
I'd rather do like, what is it? The Jardine or Gardein? What is it?
Gardein.
Like that's, I like that.
The processed fake meats.
What was it? Beyond has some good stuff, but like... Yeah. Jackfruit for the texture? No, thank you.
Yeah.
Anyway,
they'll also have a chocolate crinkle cookie made with Dove dark chocolate. For beverages, they'll have a bright white ale, eggnog white porter, peppermint chocolate stout, regional white wine, regional red wine, and a beer flight.
Wait, how did I miss the pumpkin gingerbread cheesecake? Did you say that one?
Yeah, you interrupted me as I was talking about it.
What is with the shade tonight?
I don't mean it in a bad way. I'm just saying, like, you started talking about the jackfruit thing as I was talking about that, so that's why you didn't hear it.
You are throwing shade.
No, I wasn't.
Like, you sell blinds. What?
That? No.
I don't know.
Okay. The Bavaria Holiday Kitchen in Germany will have pork schnitzel with mushroom sauce, spätzle, and braised red cabbage, and a cheese fondue in a bread bowl with steamed baby vegetables and marble potatoes.
Keep the vegetables. Give me all the potatoes.
Give me all the potatoes and cheese. And a Linzer cookie. They will have a hard apple cider, a German-style gold lager, Doppelbach beer, regional Riesling, a Gühl wine, which is a house-made hot spiced wine, and a beer flight. Refreshment Outpost will have a coconut pineapple cake with Dole Whip. They will have a midnight lager and a Nairobi coffee dark beer.
Okay, I want to try that.
Mm-hmm. The donut box near Test Track will have a...
Presented by Chevrolet.
Yeah. We'll have a pumpkin cake donut with pumpkin spice icing, a holiday donut with coconut and crisp pearls, a chocolate peppermint donut, and an eggnog cream-filled donut with cinnamon icing and crumbled ginger snap cookies. They will also have a gingerbread milkshake, a gingerbread stout, and a gingerbread milkshake with whipped cream vodka. Les Marches de Noël Holiday Kitchen in France will have a Napoléon de Saumon Fume and Brioche. Okay. Which is smoked salmon Napoléon with layers of smoked salmon, dill mousse, and creme fraiche mousse served in a brioche.
That looks like Jell-O. You know those Jell-Os that you get that are layered?
Trifles?
No, like a Jell-O in a cup and it has layers.
Oh, yeah.
It looks like that.
The green and red ones from the grocery stores?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. And then Bûche de Noël. Oh, wait, no. I don't know French. French.
I don't know that word.
Okay. Dinde forestière patates douces rôti. Turkey with bacon, mushrooms, and onions in a mustard cream sauce served with roasted sweet potatoes. And a Bûche de Noël chocolat blanc framboise, which is chocolate Christmas log with chocolate biscuit, white chocolate mousse, raspberry cream, and chocolate fudge coating. That sounds good. They will have a frozen hot chocolate martini. Ooh, that's probably so good. A Cabernet Sauvignon, a rosé sparkling wine, and a cranberry mimosa.
The frozen hot chocolate martinis are like... heaven.
Have you had it?
We had them recently. No. Where did we have? No, we did. The frozen hot chocolate martini?
No.
Who did we? Didn't we have? Wait, hang on. Yes, we did.
We had frozen martinis, but they weren't chocolate martinis.
No.
This is a special holiday thing. We had the frozen martinis in France when we were at Epcot.
We just recently had a chocolate martini. I can't remember. I'll have to look back.
At a restaurant in LA.
No, it was a Disney one. Anyway, we'll have to look. You're thinking Beetle House.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about something different now. Okay. Anyway, you were talking about Tuscany Holiday Kitchen.
I was?
Mm-hmm. That was what you were moving on to.
Okay. Tuscany Holiday Kitchen in Italy. Those are really good. Mezzalune Croccanti, the crispy half moon breaded mozzarella filled raviolis with a pomodoro sauce.
We had those, didn't we?
We had those during festival.
Or am I wrong about this one too?
No, we had those during international food and wine when we went. No, when was it when we went? Was it in August?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah, because me, you, and Kenzie shared them.
Yes.
We got the breaded ones and the not breaded ones.
Oh, right. Yeah.
But these, so they have the not breaded ones again, but they are not the ones that we had. So they have raviolis, which are shrimp ravioli in a scampi sauce with white wine, garlic, lemon zest, and parsley. I'd still be down to try those. Mm-hmm. And then they have bomboloni alla cacciolato nocciola. Leave me alone. Which is chocolate filled Italian donut with chocolate hazelnut spread and powdered sugar.
This looks so good. It's like these, they're just perfectly light and airy, filled with chocolate, powdered sugar on top. Very simple. Those are probably the best thing.
It's probably so good. Okay, I'm down for that.
I'm hungry now.
For beverages, they'll have a Pinot Grigio, a Chianti, Prosecco, sparkling red wine, Moscato, Italian white sangria with Prosecco, Italian red sangria with Cabernet Sauvignon, and an Italian margarita with tequila and limoncello and a Pilsner.
Limoncello.
Lotus Blossom Cafe in China will have a house-made cheesy crab wonton. And they'll have the fireworks beverage, which is tequila.
Oh. Did the thought of tequila make you want to throw up? What?
You okay? I don't know what happened.
I don't either. You choked on a word.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Sorry. They'll have the fireworks beverage, which is tequila gold, vodka, orange juice, and mango syrup. Ooh, that kind of sounds good. That sounds like you're going to get drunk, though.
It does sound like you're going to get drunk.
Shiwasu Holiday Kitchen in Japan will have a shirashi sushi tree.
Huh?
Shirashi sushi tree, which is sashimi-grade tuna, salmon, ikura, and yellowtail with vegetables decorated on an artistic bed of rice to celebrate the holidays.
Oh, okay. It's the shape of a tree on the plate, like a Christmas tree.
Yeah.
I was thinking like a tree standing up on the plate.
Could you imagine? That'd be a feat.
That's a lot of yeah, it's a lot of fish.
That's a lot.
But yeah, that looks, I mean, it's cute. Yeah, mm-hmm. Sure.
New Year celebration soba, which is buckwheat soba noodle in a hot dashi soup with shrimp tempura, fish cake, shiitake mushrooms, and chopped green onion. And then a Mont Blanc tart, which is matcha mousse tart with a sweet red bean center sprinkled with Conpito sugar candy. Kenzie would probably go to town on that. She loves red bean.
Yeah, she does. Can I just say something really quick before you move on?
Yeah.
So there's a lot of these dishes that Disney's putting together, and they look fantastic. They taste fantastic. You know, you're gonna get some bad eggs, but not like literally bad eggs, but like there's gonna be some that you don't care for. But there is so much work that goes into these plates. So thank you so much, cast members, for doing this tree shaped rice and making these beautiful pastries and desserts and plates and like all the extra work you do. Thank you so much. People appreciate it, just so you know.
Yeah. For beverages, they're going to have chocolate banana boba, which just sounds like your nightmare.
I want to throw up just thinking about
that. It's cocoa, Japanese milky drink, banana syrup, and strawberry popping boba pearls. They'll also have a sparkling plum wine, which is delicious. And the chocolate Tokyo banana, which is cocoa, Japanese milky drink, banana syrup, and vodka. And then a pomegranate draft lager.
I had to re-record this part because I completely gave a spoiler on a food item you're going to talk about. So go ahead.
No way. I was like, where do you even see that in Japan?
It's fine. Go ahead.
And then Las Posadas Holiday Kitchen in Mexico. They're going to have giant tostada de chorizo, which is going to be chorizo served on a giant tostada with chipotle black bean puree, salsa verde, queso cotija, crema mexicana, and pickled onion. And then tamal de barbacoa, which is going to be shredded barbacoa beef in a corn masa topped with ranchera salsa, queso cotija, and crema mexicana.
Mexicana. Come on.
My mouth doesn't like to do it.
Get it together.
And then a dulce de leche churro sprinkled with cinnamon sugar.
Eric, based on just that description of this food, Eric took away a percentage, just so you know.
My own DNA is taking away percentage because it keeps giving it to like Venezuela and Colombia. My Mexican percentage has gone down so much because it's just throwing me in different countries. It's like, no, we changed our mind. Go there.
Ancestry's weird, man.
And then for beverages, they're going to have a cranberry cinnamon margarita, which is apple cinnamon infused mezcal, cranberry juice, orange liqueur, and lime juice with a cinnamon sugar rim. A horchata margarita, which is tequila blanco, corn whiskey, horchata, and cinnamon horchata rum. And then a mistletoe cerveza, which is a lager with a blackcurrant liqueur. And which one did you like that you talked about in Japan?
I don't need to say it.
Why not?
The margarita.
The horchata margarita?
The horchata margarita.
It sounds like it's going to hurt you. Tequila, whiskey, and rum?
Yeah, but I think the horchata rum and cinnamon rum will kind of drown out the tequila.
It's still going to be painful.
I don't like tequila. I don't drink very much. Honestly, I only drink when we go to Walt Disney World. And it's crazy. I hate tequila. I always have and I always will.
Which is so funny because we drink margaritas a lot.
It's not. No. A margarita is a lot. Yeah, margarita is a lot different than tequila.
Sometimes they're really strong and we both just go.
Yeah, tequila, like straight up tequila is the one thing that. It's the one thing that'll make me gag if I try to take
straight
a shot
up tequila
of it.
Will it's not. It's make me.
Fall. Hey, nobody should drink. It's gross.
Funnel cake is going to have a mini pumpkin pie funnel cake, a pumpkin funnel cake topped with ice cream, whipped cream, and graham cracker crumbles.
Yeah, I want that.
Mm-hmm. And then Joffrey's is going to have Caroler's cold brew, which is Joffrey's French roast cold brew with brown butter, toffee, Swiss chocolate syrup, and sweet cream topped with whipped cream and Twix bar pieces.
I will try that.
That looks delicious.
You know why? Because I am now the trier of cold brews.
I don't think you will get the opportunity to try it, my love.
Why?
Because these are seasonal offerings that end on December 30th.
Oh, right. This is how you coax me into taking another Walt Disney World trip.
Oops.
Oh, no. I have to try a new cold brew.
Mamer's already invited us on her trip.
All right. Moving on.
Amy,
that
I'll call you later.
Is that all the food?
That is all the food.
Okay. Well, everything sounds great, and I'm really excited about it. Mm-hmm. What else do we need to talk about with food?
Nothing.
That's it?
Mm-hmm.
That's not a lot of content. Just, all right, moving on. That was food. Up next, events and entertainment.
Entertainment, events, entertainment and events. Woo! Entertainment, events, entertainment and events. Entertainment, events, entertainment and events. Entertainment and events, here we go, yeah.
This is not Disney related, but I'm going to say, because there are a lot of people that like cross over between Disney and nerddom, geekdom, sci-fi and all that good stuff. So we went and saw, there are no spoilers here, so don't worry about anything. We went and saw the new Ghostbusters tonight, Ghostbusters Afterlife. And I'm just going to say it was a wonderful tribute to the Ghostbusters saga. That's all.
I agree. It was so good.
If you want to talk about it, email me or Instagram me. The Mad Hatter with 2 D's and an underscore at the end. Okay. Entertainment. The one thing that I do want to point out, there's not a lot of entertainment news, except for people are still whining. Yes, I'm saying it. If you're listening, you're whining about Main Street Electrical Parade coming back. look, we can't have the other stuff, obviously. So this is what we get. This is what we get. So quit whining about it. Shh, sit down. I love the Main Street Electrical Parade. We got into a text battle over it today because some people are not into it and they think they should retire. And I don't want them to because it is a very important parade to me. I'm glad that it's back. So if you don't want it, that's fine. But don't hate on it because there are people that really appreciate it. My oldest and one of my like only memories of Disneyland as a kid was the Main Street Electrical Parade. So yeah, I don't want it to go away ever. So you might not like it, but there are some people that love it. So sit down. I did want to get into this really quickly. This is more of a shout out, but on a bigger level, I guess. There's a group, and you'll find them on Spotify, and I can actually link them in the show notes. I don't know if it's like a single person. I'm trying to do more research on these folks, or this guy, or this girl, or this person. I don't know who it is, but I love their music. It's the Disneylanders. It being plural makes me think that it is more than one person, but they have some really cool, like, lo-fi Disney themed songs. And anytime I want to just like chill out, I throw on the Disneylanders playlist. They're an amazing group and I'm going to try to get them on the show. So this is more of a call out. If you know anybody that knows the Disneylanders, you know, group, person, what, I don't know, please connect us because I would love to have them on the show to talk about their like motivation to do Disney theme songs, their process and all that good stuff. So shout out to the Disneylanders. We're going to take a little break. When we come back, we're going to talk about who knows. We're back. Hello.
Yo.
So we wanted to just, I don't know. We just wanted to say like happy Thanksgiving to everybody. I know that this is not like our Thanksgiving episode, but it is Thanksgiving for us right now. We just, you know, we've crossed over into the next day. And so, you know, thinking about what we're thankful for and like Kenzie said it earlier, like I'm very thankful for you. Every single one of you that listens to this show every week, like that's crazy to me. It's crazy to me that people care enough to listen to us talk about something that we love. So I'm thankful for you. I'm thankful for everybody listening. I'm thankful for people that have been guests on the show. I'm thankful for our Patreon subscribers. Like that's crazy that you're helping us like, you know, pay the bills for this show every month. It's crazy. I'm overwhelmed by you as an audience and I'm so thankful that you're part of this show. So thank you.
Yeah, it's weird that people care what we're saying on a weekly basis.
Yeah,
I don't think I'll ever get used to it.
It's wild.
Mm-hmm. I don't like the sound of my own voice. How can you guys stand to listen to me sometimes for 2 hours?
Yeah,
Sean has a great voice. You have a radio voice.
That is highly unnecessary to say.
Say more. That's what I was waiting for. No, but I agree. It's crazy that you guys take time out of your days when you can literally be listening to anything else in the world and you decide to listen to us. So thank you guys very much.
Yeah. Hear, hear. But yeah, from our family to yours, I hope that you're enjoying or have enjoyed your Thanksgiving break. And we know that Christmas is coming up. You know, we're still going to put out our show and we'll talk about everything that's going on.
We have Merriest Nights next week.
Yeah, we'll be at Disneyland on Thanksgiving tomorrow. So you'll hear about our adventures there. We're going to do a Thanksgiving dinner. Never done a Thanksgiving dinner at Disneyland. So we'll let you know how that goes. We're going to be doing a cool like Friendsgiving, couple Friendsgivings coming up. Very excited about that. Well, one's Friendsgiving, one's Friendsmas.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do that at Universal. Our Disneyland group is going to go to Universal. So that's cool.
It'll be fun.
No, change it's going to be a blast. And it's funny because I think about it and we've been hanging out with these folks for about 8 years and we've never done Universal together.
Mm-hmm.
Not as a big like collective group.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty cool. So we got that going on. So, you know, just have fun with your family and your friends as this time comes up. And if you don't have friends and family that you're going to be spending time with, like, you know, drop us a line. You know, maybe we can meet up and say hi or something in the parks. We're going to be around. So, you know, and you know, if you're feeling low, like I do want to say this, like, these times get hard for some people because they've got, you know, family traumas or whatever. Something to do with family or friends or a loved one or, you know, losses. Some people have a hard time during the holidays. So I just want to let everybody know, like, there's somebody out there to listen to you. If you have, you know, something going on, you need help. God forbid you just start feeling like you don't want to be around anymore. There are places to reach out to, especially the National Suicide Prevention Hotline, Lifeline. It's, you can call them at 1-800-273-8255. They also have a chat. They've got a lot of information on their website. So if you're not feeling it this year, you're not wrong. You're not alone, but there is somebody that will listen. There's somebody that'll help. So, we just love you guys. We hope everybody's happy.
Yeah.
Anyway. On that note, that is the end of the show. But first, quote of the week.
It's time for quote of the week. Putting words together that last forever. It's quote of the week.
I feel like my energy level went from like an 80 to a 20 real quick. It's late. We went to the movies tonight. And we've got Kenzie plans and Disneyland plans. And we're like, we got to get this show done. Oh, it's already 12:30. Ah, we're awesome. But you guys are important to us. We want to put out these shows. Okay. So this week, you know, speaking of like family, family doesn't always mean like blood. Like family is sometimes the family or the, you know, friends are the family that you choose. So when I say this quote, it doesn't mean like you're missing out if you don't have like a biological family, you know, friends, club members, you know, neighbors, like that's a family too. So Walt Disney said the important thing is the family. So have fun. Hope you're having fun right now. We're going to give you some updates on what we got going on, what we did, how we celebrated our Thanksgiving. And then coming up is Christmas. We're going to be doing Christmas at the park, New Year's Eve at the park. So we'll have a lot of fun content for the holidays. If there's anything that you want us to talk about, if there's any stories you'd like to share or anything like that, please. Oh, no. Okay, nothing happened. Is that me?
Please.
Please. Oh, no. It sounded like it stopped recording and it had some weird message. But anyway, okay. Please.
Please.
If you have any stories you want to share, please.
Please.
Please. Please. Email us at friends@magiconmainstreet.com or follow us on Instagram. Also, please follow us on Instagram. Please.
Please.
I was just talking to some people and... our Instagram has never been like super crazy, like high traffic or anything, but it was gaining momentum and then it just went like flat.
I swear if you try to say that we're shadow banned.
No, God, no, please.
I was going to unplug my mic and never speak to you ever again.
No, Instagram is just very much geared towards paid.
Oh yeah.
You know, they want you to promote your posts and boost them and stuff like that. And so, please just follow us on Instagram at Magic on Main Pod. All right. We got all the way to the end of the show and, something happened with our software. So
never fails.
Yeah. We're back though. And that, It brings us to the end of the show. I already talked about mailing us,
follow us on Instagram
at Magic on Main Pod. Become a patron on Patreon. You can do it for as little as $2 a month. It helps us keep the lights on. It doesn't go to like rent. I'm not.
I was like, what?
It's just, you know, there's subscriptions and there's tools we got to use. So it's expensive. So help. But we're very thankful for the subscribers that we do have. Again, Kevin's our latest. Thank you so much for your support. Yeah, it's awesome. And I think that's it. Oh, also like, subscribe, follow us, all that good stuff. Leave us a review if you can. We'd really appreciate that. But with that said, on behalf of Tabitha, Kenzie, Daniel, Scar, and myself, thank you so much for listening to the Magic on Main Street podcast. We'll see you real soon.
Bye-bye.
Magic on Main Street, just like a churro, you're so sweet. Our time with you is such a treat. Spread the Disney love. Thanks for hanging out with us on Main Street.
That's my thing now. Shee! With the lip bite and the squint. Shee! And then I yeet it, and then I dab. Yeet? Yeet dab? Oh, I'm still recording. All right, bye everyone.